Mike.
Hello.
On this George Aiken thing, he's already talked to me about his man, and they're putting heat on me and telling him that I know about his desire, and he's told me about him, and I'm getting editorials, and this fellow's putting a lot of heat on me, and I'm not going to appoint him at all if I get any more heat, and I would rather doubt I'd reappoint him anyway because I want to put some of my own men on there.
Right.
I'm going to put some good men on it, but I'm going to be out of town Friday at Michigan. I'm going to be out of town Saturday. I'll be glad to see him next week, tell him that you would advise him if he wants to get his man appointed not to put any pressure because I've already talked to him about it. I know of their desire. But that I have a desire, and that is to put some Johnson people on some of these things that my appointments, and I just don't want to reappoint everybody in the government.
Right. All right, Mr. President.
So he's talked to me once. I don't know why he won't talk to me a second time.
Uh-huh.
What does he say?
Well, he said that, actually, he said if I could get word that you were going to reappoint him, he wouldn't...
I guess so. Tell him that you very frankly don't think I'm going to reappoint any of them.
Right.
I'm going to appoint some of my own people.
All right.
Just say the president hadn't had any appointments, and they come up. He's got to justify from his own thing making some appointments himself. He's got all the Kennedy staff. He's got all the Kennedy commission. And he's not going to appoint them, certainly without pressure. Now, he got a post-editorial. If I get one more editorial, he's through. He's had it. I'm just not going to be pointing by editorials and tell him that he doesn't react to pressure. He's mad as hell because they've already put it on.
All right, sir.
And Hickenlooper, is he asking for an appointment?
Oh, no. No, he is not.
Well, I sent Dean Rusk up there last week to kiss his ass. And,
and that was helpful.
Well, what else do you want me to do?
Well... I don't know, very frankly, Mr.
Well, Jack's in here wanting to set up an appointment for him, but I don't know. I said he wanted the Hickenlooper on an appointment.
No, I know. I'm afraid that Jack misunderstood me. He did not ask for an appointment. We thought if there were some way that we could hold his hand beyond what the Secretary of State has done, it would be
He's not going to do it. He's tied in. He's got a commitment against cloture, and he's going to do everything he can to mouth around about being mistreated. He's been doing that for 30 years.
Right.
That's his personality.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a martyr complex constantly.
Uh-huh. All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.